More than halfway down the page. Amalei Makshisha Berei de Rabchis to the Ravashi. Toshma. So we want to bring a raya of the child. The Chum argued of Leizer ben Yaakov in this case. This is not considered in Rizuzin. Toshma. We have in the Mishnah later on. So one of the four types of the Dorim is Nidrei Oinsin. So it says Nidra Oitzin, what's the case? Hidir Chavir Mashiach Oletzloi. So Reuven was, let's, the more similar now the case was Reuven invited Shimon, and he was Madar Shimon, if Shimon doesn't come, then Reuven's Nechasim will be Osir and Shimon. He's pressuring Shimon to come. And then Shimon didn't come because of an oinus. Shimon got sick, or his Shimon's son got sick, or the river which he'd have to traverse to get there became swollen with water or something of that sort. So there was an oinus which came, which prevented him from fulfilling the Tanai, and the Melech the Neder was supposed to take effect. So Zakti Mishnah, he didn't mean to make it in a situation of oinus, and therefore the neder is not, it does not take effect. That's the point of the Mishnah. The Moreh said, but what's the case? The case over here is he's pressuring him to come, which is Nidrei Zruzin. So before you get to the oinus aspect, let's focus on the Zruzin aspect of the movement is pressuring Shimon to come and making this neder. And according to Leizer ben Yaakov, he doesn't really mean to make the neder, he just wants to pressure him. The Gemara says, "Holav hachi nederhu." It means we're not for the oinus; it is a neder. Simoni iru lezem and Yaakov. Zuzin habi. This is Mamash of lezem and Yaakov's case, which he calls it nidrei zuzin. It's not a neder. Not a neder at all. Forget about the oinus. El rabbanon upligi. So we've proven that the rabbanon argue. And then our next Shiloh was, who we paskin like, but at least this Shiloh was, do the Rabbanan disagree in this case? We've proven from that Mishnah that they do. Where it says no. In the case of the Mishnah over there, we can even go like Rabbanan Yaakov. And Umi Savarta, the Adre Mezamna Lizamino, is it right that you're that what you're thinking that the case with the Reuven, who's the doing the inviting, the host, is making an issur on Shimon, the invitee, then you're right. If that be the case, it'd be a case of Zuzin. But that wasn't the case. Loi, da zamina adre lemezamna. The case was the opposite. That the one who is the invitee, the guest, was assuring onto the mezamna, onto the host. Okay, Darmalay, what was the case that Shimon said to Reuven, "Mizam to leave the Suda Seit? Are you inviting me to your meal?" Darmalay, in yes. Okay, neder is that alecho. So I want this to be. I'm going to ask on myself if I don't get invited to your meal, it's going to become usher. Shimon clearly has agreed to come. Right? So Shimon is saying, if I don't come, it's going to be Yosef. I want you to know how seriously I want to come to your meal. I'm showing you how seriously I want to come to your meal by saying that if I don't get to come, if you back out of your invitation, I'm going to ask all these things to myself. Now, if the point of the Druzin was to convince, the case was to convince Shimon to come. Well, Shimon's clearly ready to come. So Shimon is serious in this situation. And that's what the Mishnah, V'nodar, V'cholahu Oishachola, V'noishach, V'nodar, Reza, Elo Nidra, but Shimon did not mean to make the neder to ask Reuven to cost him on himself if Shimon got sick and couldn't come to the meal. So that's the case over there. So that's not Nidra Zuzin anymore, because Shimon is making a net around himself to ask Reuben's lechosim if he doesn't go to Reuben's meal. So he has to be mizaris himself. I mean, all the cases of Zusa are always on the other. We're being mizaris somebody else. Here, nobody wants it. He wants it, so there's no need to be mizaris himself. So let's see the Ran. The Ran is in the wide lines at the bottom, the sixth line down. Me savarta that adre mezamna the zemina adre the mezamna climber. Lav kinnikos chodayt. It's not like you thought. Shemezamin hidro the mezumin, that the host is pressuring and being madre the mezumin, the one he invited. The hachi, because that'd be the scenario. If you're a lawyer in the shorvi, then it's reizuzin habi. Then you're right. According to Lezim and Yaakov, which was saying that Misha goes like Lezim and Yaakov, it's in reizuzin. The case was the opposite. Zmin el zmino adre the mezamna. Okay, the invitee is making a net around the one who invited him. Klemmer, not on the mezamin. I'm not asking the mezamin. But the lekoshes a mezumin, another ha mezamin. So where the Ram learns, we'll see the case. Number late. Number late. Loit mezam till the loit has minini l'sudo seich. Are you not going to invite me to your meal? Number late in. Yes. Klamer kain azmincha. Okay, I mean to invite you. Okay. So he's already told him he will invite him. Then he says, "Nerezelda, the Klamer osher nechsayich oy nechase al atzmecha imloy tasekain." So the way the Rambam's case was that the mezuman asked the mezamein, I want you to promise you're doing this. And you should say to yourself, if you don't do it, these items should become offered to you. And every another hamazamin, and then so he's the way in our scenario. Shimon asks Reuben, "Are you inviting me?" Reuben says, "Yes." Shimon says, "Reuben, I want you to take a debtor that if I don't get invited to your meal, if I don't come to your meal, my nechassim should be asked on you, or your nechassim should be asked on me, something, your nechassim should be asked on yourself." And he did it. And then Shimon got sick. V'cholahu. Hilcha time of the cholahu. Halav hachi nidra habi. The lekel member, the zeruza yichavin. Shehali tzorch lezari, so sadara, who bikish mimenu, she is minenu. Now the Ram learns that there's no reason to say it's Nishri Susan because you don't have the Mezarish Shimon to come. My shell is, the way the Ram learns the case, I didn't understand. Maybe Shimon's trying to Mezarish Reuben to invite him. Shimon's afraid Reuben will back out of the invitation. He's saying, "Listen, you really seriously mean to invite me?" "Yes." "Well, are you willing to ask for the chosim on yourself in order to prove that?" He says yes. So the Shimon is trying to mizaris Reuven to invite him. The Ron Shimon say, "Well, the zero is in Shimon being invited, and Shimon clearly wants to come. So there's no need to be mizaris Shimon." I don't know why the Ron seems to hold that you can't have a zimun, a zirus on the host. He seems to feel like that's not an option. Okay.
I guess we're saying there's an additional action that needs to take place. That, are you inviting me? Yes, I'm inviting you. What's to be the zonis? Unless there's some additional action that the host has to take in order to actually invite.
Well, I mean, he. Right? I mean, the Rosh learns the case was that Shimon had two meals to go to. And he wanted to go to Reuven, and meanwhile he was invited to go to Beryl. So politics is politics, you know. He says, Beryl, I have no choice. I have to go to Reuven, because Reuven, if I don't go to Reuven, he's going to ask all my, his nechassim on me. So he asked Reuven to do that, to be able to have this pressure, to the excuse not to go to the other person. So that's why, you know, he says, Reuven, you know, Beryl's invited me. I don't want to go to Beryl's meal. Will you invite me? So Yalkos invited you. He says, make a netter that it's us. So in that scenario, he means it seriously. This way he can go to the other person and say, listen, I have to do this. I have no choice. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Toshma. The Rosh. Do you understand that? Shimon is asking Reuven to make a netter. This way, Shimon will be forced to go to Reuven and have an excuse not to go somewhere else. Okay, Toshma. So the Tosefta on this Mishnah, our Mishnah of the Jezuzin, says yes, okay. So even beyond the case of the Mishnah, where he's inviting him to, pressuring him to come to eat. So, however, the chaver kaidem shanina helacha imia tomi sereach etzli b'tochli mi paskama b'tishdi mi kais kamen. So Reuben's saying to Shimon that I'm not going to be mahana you, or I'll not be mahana from you. I'm not going to have it unless you come as my guest and you eat fresh bread and you have a hot drink with me. And Shimon refused. Okay, so this is also a case in Nidre Zuzan, according to Blaise Ben Yaakov. So here, Reuben's answering that he won't benefit from Shimon unless Shimon comes. In the case of the Mishnah, Reuben's answering his nechassim on Shimon. Here he's answering Shimon's nechassim on himself. So even in that case, so in the case of when Reuven's asking the chassim on Shimon, so there's a pressure on Shimon. If he doesn't come to the meal, he can't ever benefit from Reuven again. So he's clearly pressuring Shimon. Here, Reuven's saying to Shimon, you know, unless you come deep on me, I'm not going to ever be ahead of you again. So Shimon says, Gabaldic? So that's called the Jezuzin. That's not a good zeruz. No, it's also a good zeruz. According to Blaise and Yaakov. Come and say no. Okay, so now when the Morse says that my lohar lohar chachamim, the chachamim don't agree. So we have the case of the Mishnah, we have this case, and we have the chachamim say they're not murder. Are they only not murder to this last case? They're not murder at all to the whole idea. Lav doesn't it mean the filah b'kamaisa? Even in the first scenario, which is the scenario of our Mishnah. The Chum hold it's not neither Yizutzen and it's a valid matter. So the Chum argue. Shmamino, Tiger Rabban Olay. So Moshe Shmamino, yes, that is a valid proof that the Chum argue. Okay, so what are we passing like? My hobby law, so what's going to be the Maisa? So Shma, Domer, Rabbuna, Halacha, Tribbles of Yaakov, Kedamar, Ada, Barava, Halacha, Tribbles of Yaakov. So even though the Chum argue, we still pass like Tribbles of Yaakov. Fine.
Said the Rav.
Is that a little unusual? You know, the Chachamim Marvin is still crossing lines. The single?
Is it unusual? It's somewhat unusual, but we have two arguments over here why it makes sense. One is, in the Mishnah, we don't bring the Chachamim to argue. Means the Stam Mishnah, I mean, it brings up as a Menyakim, but it doesn't mean that anybody argues. So that's significant in that sense, that Rebbe said opening that, indicating that's we're not bringing another opinion. And there's a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara goes through various Chachamim. How we relate to them in regards to Psak, etc. The verse says that Mishnah of Eliezer Ben Yaakov is Kav Anoki. Kav Anoki. So Kav Kuf Beis means it's a measure. So the Rashi says it means it's a small amount of him in Shas. He's not found multiple times in Shas. But Anoki, every time he's found Anoki, he's clean. In other words, so he's talking about using the muscle to grain. You have a small amount of grain, but it's very, very pure. So Rashi says we always pass on him. He comes up rarely, but when he does come up, you want to listen to what he has to say. Is that the round? Chadalman off the bottom. Yes, okay. Number was Ben Yaakov. Hi, Dumer. Yes, sir. Okay. What's even more so? From the Halacha, we got the Shachal Memer Lav Kalba Ano. So we had this swara before that which the Mor said it realized Ben Yaakov was Moida. He says, "Listen, I don't want to be like a dog that all I do is just take and not give." So we can imagine that Reuben is inviting Shimon and saying, "Listen, I'm not going to ever benefit from you again unless you take something from me." So Lav Kalba Ano. Tri Oyster Hano Samazum and Al Atzmai. Ilu Yitzel Kalba Men Hano Zu. He's saying, "I won't benefit from you unless you benefit from me." Shemach Ikel Member the Bedavka Noder. So maybe he means it seriously. Philip Hachi Amri Belizim Yaakov Nidri Zuzan Hain. Okay, now Zataran, but the Mor said this story before that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was moida in the case where he says Lav Kalba Ano. If he hears that, so it comes out according to what we're saying right now, because even in Hashta, the Maid of the Chin and Leel, that which the Mor was said before, Tefillah Rav Elazar ben Yaakov moida called Hechadik Lamemer Lav Kalba Ano. The Chuyah Ba'alma he will have Kushta the Milsa. The Mor was saying you can't prove what Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds in that case, because we could argue that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov in that case holds he's moida, it's not Nidrisuzin because of this Swar of Kalba Ano. But it's not true. The Marsha is being daicha, you can't prove anything. Because you could argue that sort. But the reality, but Lav Kushta Milsa, it's not correct. Okay. Fine. Is that the run? But however, we said a second shot in the idea of Lav Kalba Ano. The point was a large matana versus a small matana. But the Yidat Pirusha, the Kasina Liel, the time of the Lav Kalba Ano, Mishum, the Flakinan, made matanam rubel, matanam boetis. Okay. That. Wait, one second. Right. The case was he was doing him a big favor. That's a right that there had been a prior significant benefit, and therefore the person feels motivated to offer this big favor because he must have gotten something significant from the person beforehand. That's when you say the Sarab Lav Kalba Ano. Not that I don't want to move forward benefits because I want to give you because otherwise I won't take from you in the future. I must have taken from the, he's offering something significant now. It's a right that he must have had a benefit beforehand, which he wants to repay. Now, so according to that, this case is not that. It's not a matana merubah over here. He's just inviting for a meal, right? And so that doesn't prove that he must have had some prior interaction with him, which he wants to repay. Similarly, at the time of the coming of Mishum, the Fkir, the Son of Mishum, the Son of Moetis, Hayesu, okay, the Mina and Hachab. So yes, okay. The Lamishum the Loch Hashin in the time of the Kabbalah. No, it's not throwing out that idea totally. Kiman, but rather the Kiman the Matan of Wetzi Loshak Lemer Hachi. So according to the first shot, this would prove we don't say that sort. According to the second shot in that sort, this case is not new with that sort. Yes, okay. The Kabbalah Mishum. So Lamina Kiman the Miyachid. Remember past Kama official. So according to this version, what's the yes or okay? Even this case. Well, the even this case is the following. Even though he said something very, very specific. I think over there, Dafka Nader, Lo Zuzub Alma. If he just wants to make him come, so you say in general terms. You start saying in very specific terms, it means he's serious. Kamash Ablon, Daf Elo Nidri Zuzun. He appears there, according to what he said now, Catholic Kaminin said all still remain true. The Maya Dominion may corra, the Kolhecha Dika, the member of Kalban Noah, the Hanul Betan of Maruba, Philippism Yaakov Moira. According to this, we're not discarding what we said before. The Chinuch law, the more says, now. The Ran says like this: the gears to which we have in the Mor, the more Shema Mino, the more stands with this riot. The Ran has the gears to which it says no. So according to this gears to the Gemara that the Ran is talking about, the more discards the riot. It says you're saying the Chum argue even in the first case. No, they don't argue in the first case. They argue in the second case. We would call that Reisha and Sefer. Our Girsa, which is the Girsa the Ron quotes now, says that there is a Girsa which says the more it takes it as a definitive proof, the Chum argue, and then the question is what are we passing like? Okay. Now, according to the Girsa of that the Ran brings first, that the more is Derecha the Raya, we still haven't proven whether the Chum argue at all. Okay. So when the Morsan Mayhavia law means we're standing this with multiple questions, we have no idea whether they argue, and we know they're who we passing like. According to the gifts which we have in the Gemara, we know the Chum argue, the question is who we passing like. Joshua Adam Ravuna, Tapran and Chetal Mabez. Halacha Kriv Lezim and Yaakov. Klerman, to have Yediyah Lehu the Ravuna, Philip Kamaisa, Kalbe Hilchon Zach Kriv Lezim and Yaakov. So where the Ran has the Girsa, the Mora is proving the Ran's going back to his Girsa. The Mora has not proven the Chum argue. So Mora says, okay, so what about this case? Does the Chum argue or not? Mora says, yeah, because Rav Huna passed against Yaakov, must be the Chum argue. That itself is a riot. Now, how did he know that they argue? He knew that if he deal with Rav Huna, that Philip Kamais said, come here. That he knew that Kabbalah was a crowd of Yaakov. Diloy my muchad min Rav Huna the pligi rabban demam esraisu the pasuk was going to say. So the person who's bringing the Toshma, who's quoting Rav Huna, knew that Rav Huna was going back in the first case as well. That we pass the Kabbalah to Yaakov, and it's a riot to our question now that the rabban argue. That's how the more Ron has the gears. So how do you know that he meant that? He knew. He had a Masar, that's what he meant. Because otherwise, what's the right that Rav Huna, the plegar of the who the Pasuk was supposed to say. So the person was bringing the Tashma, the Gemara who's bringing the Tashma, is proving from the Psak of Rav Huna that the Chum argue. Because that's what he's passing for. You're proving that the Chum argue in the first case. How do you know that? From the words of Rav Huna alone, that's not that you have no proof. The words of Rav Huna alone, you can say he's passing the Gilas of Yaakov in case number two. Well,
Now the answer is that the person who brought the raya for Rav Huna had a masura that's what Rav Huna meant, even in the Reisha. So he said, listen, you're asking me to come argue in the Reisha. I don't know, but I tell you, Rav Huna passed like Rav Lezer ben Yaakov on the Reisha. It must be that we the come argue. Okay. That's how my Rebbeim explained this Gemara to me. That you don't need to do this. Say this pshat. They're learning that the Toshma over here, my Havi law, is going back on this last question: do the Chum argue on the race or not? Is that the man? I mean, they're focusing on the main question is we want to know what Chum argue or not. That's their focusing on. So Mora never really answered that question. The Mora just came along and said, Rahula, who are you passing like? Like, well, that wasn't the question. The question was, do Chum argue? To the run, no. El Mikor Ki Boreil, if you're about to lay Ilav, when we asked the original question to the Chomer argue, Ilav to make him a Kush to the Milsa, who the Beinan. Our goal wasn't just to establish the truth of in the argument who said what. The pligele after the kaimelum can say. But we want to know is. Maybe they argue, and then we'd have the question. Yacharav Malachim Kirabim, Kemeskinim Rabbayim. And then it continues. It says, "In Tiptalarmer, the Pligi Hills of Kumasay or Less Hills of Kumasay." So, and that's why we continue. We said that our final goal isn't just do they argue. Our final goal is no, who be passing like. Al Hashem the Mikra Rav Huna Hills of Kumasay. The might of figure about Allah, I feel even Tim Slumber the Abraisa Koi. On the season, but the Rabban Lonafkalon, me not meaty. So you're right, I can't prove Rav Huna if he's passing on the Sefer or on the Reisha. But once he passes on the Sefer, we pass the Rav Huna. In the case of the Braisa. So then, Kavu Kherman, then that even that Kol Nidri Zuzan, so Kavu Kherman the Reisha in the case of the Mishnah. So even though I, even though maybe the Chomer Moed in that case, so I haven't proven the Chomer argue in that case. That's true, but I have proven what my final goal, which is that we pass like Elisa and Yaakov in both cases. The Sefer, the Chomer argue, we pass like him. And the Reisha, either the Chomer argue, we pass like him, or the Chomer don't argue, we're sure we pass like him. Okay.
Good morning, Rabbi Greenberg. Good morning, Don.
Okay. Quite nearly. Keeping the Amr of Huna's Tama, Halachar Blazim and Yaakov, Masha Fila Damasis and Koi, Shamisha Hoysishkur Bafia Kobla Abrais. Furthermore, so when the Huna said Halachar Blazim and Yaakov, what was he referring to? Was he referring to the Bryce or to the Mishnah? Well, more logical that he was referring to the Mishnah. Because that was when I mentioned the Tamidim, the Halachar Blazim and Yaakov, Menidris Ruzin. Do I mean to reference the Bryce's case or the Mishnah's case? I mean to reference the Mishnah's case. So you're asking me, maybe Rav Huna's only passing about the Yaakov in the case of the Bryce and the Yeser Alkein, that he's that's what he's talking about. No, it's not Mishnah, but he's talking about that. So suppose there's Rebbeim's shot that the Baal HaGemara had a Masura what Rav Huna meant. It's possible what Rav Huna meant. Okay. Minyan Allah. If Sika Hilchos of Kirlas Ben Yaakov, you pass the Kirlas Ben Yaakov. But even though it was Ben Yaakov, it was more about the case of Lav Kalbano. Right? We had two pshat in what Lav Kalbano meant. One is in a case where if the Mezamein says the Mezumen, I don't want to benefit from you anymore unless you take something from me. So that's not referring to any previous things. Moving forward, listen. I know you're going to give me something. I want first to give you something as well. So even when Chazak ben Zalman Yaakov, in that case, Rabbi Zalman Yaakov was moida. Where's the case where he says that it's not a netter? When the mezamin would answer the chosim and the mezuman, Reuben says, Shimon, listen, Shimon, I want you to eat with me. If not, I'll ask him and the chosim on you. So he's there. He's not looking for the reciprocity issue. He's pressuring Shimon to come. So then we say, we pass it to Yaakov, Nitrezuzin, it's not Chal. That's according to the first version of the Gemara, of the Ran and Pshat and Gemara. According to the second version, it's talking about this idea that it was a prior Matana. So then, we pass it as a Ben Yaakov, but he's moited by a case of Lav Kalban. Well, that's a very specific case, that he's moited. The first version of the Malo, the high Yisro Kain, the Vol Lormer Avogav, the Ekel Memer Lav Kalban, or as a Ben Yaakov, the Jesus and Havi. So the way that we learned, the Ram explains that Yisro Kain was saying that this Svorah of Kalban is not true with them. It's a Svorah, but the Bryce is saying, even so, it's not true. So it means that there's no case that Lezer Ben Yaakov holds that it's an editor, even when you have the Svorah of Kalban. The Neder Gomru, the Maskana Lesa, that even though we could have argued that there it's a Neder, the Maskana Lesa, we could have seen him, but the Bryce is coming to say that that's not true. And now we're passing the Rebbe Yaakov, means even in that scenario, Rebbe Yaakov did not say Zalacha. You're going to time the Lab Kalman law, time the Lab Malkan law, Akata Isay. Now the other story that the Mora said that I want you to give me something. She says, listen, you know, all the time you're giving, I want to get also. That story still remains true. I'll eat a pirush at the Kasin Eliel. The time the Lab Kalman law, Mishum the Yoyble Matana Maruba, who, according to all the explanation, the case of the Lav Kalban law is going back, and it's a different case. So, the Maskana Nami, Kiyach, the Natin and time of the Lav Malkan law, the Natin and time of the Lav Kalban law. So that can remain true, leave with Emmons. The Mitzvah would call, hey, Chadik, it's no, but it's less than Yaakov. You're less than that, or have you really Zuzan? Okay. So, according to the second version of what that meant, that thing can still be true in its very limited scenario. That thing can still be true in the very. The reason why it's still true is because that's only talking about, according to the second shot, it's only talking about a very limited case, and the Bryce is not coming against that case. So we have no reason to say that doesn't remain true, leave with them. Is that near Shiskim or Rabban Zal, Dol Chayesub, Lifanenu, the Perakun? We see the passing like that. The second shot. Because if we're nearly. Because we're up near a leaf, I think the Ramban is right, like this second shot. Deal with him a hockey. No, he's in the pericardium. Deem iato bo. Well, noito. If you don't come and take something, which is a nidre zuzin, according to Blazim Yaakov, the Mishnah says it's a netter. Talk to Blazim Yaakov, the Besraisa, that's okay, and I ask you. Bihochi, Heche Paskin and Kilazim Yaakov, Kilon Rasraisa, how about the Stamasnison, Stamasnison, Machos, Raisa, Locha Kistam, Lavada Kinamor. Okay, so there's a Mishnah later on. I'm not going to be able to do it. So in the eighth parak, at the end of the eighth parak, on page, on some of Gimel Beis, the Mishnah brings the case. which is the case we quote over here. Kadam shatz on the Hennessy, even at the noise in the knee, Kurshal Chitin, Shechel Bashal Yain. Which Morris Madaik, it's not like Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The Morris says no, that he's moida in that case. Because La Malka no. The second case, Chenomer Chaver Kadam Shat Nehenesli Im Einat Zabav and Noisin Livni Kur Shalchitim and Shalchem and Shalayin. No, the first case. Shinin Hendelcha Im Einat Zabav and Noisin Livni Bincha Kur Echad Shalchitim. So the worst of that case is Moida because of Lav Kalbano. Okay. So if you're saying the maskana that that's not true, so that means Rebbe Stam Mishnah, not like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. If you learn like the second pshat that this case is a very specific type of scenario, then there's no we can pass Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, and it's not connected to that Mishnah. But you learn the maskana that we're being discarding that, and that Mishnah is not like Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov. So you're left with the Stam Mishnah and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov only in the Braisa, because the second scenario, which is what we're talking about, the Mishnah doesn't say that, only the Braisa says it. So you have a Braisa against the Mishnah and some a Gimel. So you're passing like the Mishnah. So how can Rav Huna pass in like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov and connect it to Stam Mishnah? But according to the other version, that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov's case, the case of Mishnah was talking about a very specific scenario that there had been a prior benefit. And that's in the law of Kabbalah law exists, and that remains the Libra Dem, is that Rav Elazar ben Yaakov was murdered in that case. So then the Mishnah is a case of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov is murdered too. So there's no kasher from the Mishnah to the Psak of Huna. So that's what the Ron says. It's Mistaber to learn like this pshat that Aliba the Emes, the Sura of Kamanah exists, Aliba the Emes, and therefore the Mishnah is a case of Elazar ben Yaakov is murdered to. I, the Braisa, they're talking about different cases. The Mishnah is talking about a very specific case of there was a prior benefit beforehand, and the Braisa is talking about there wasn't any prior benefit beforehand, and they're talking about just the question of the relationship moving forward.